This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. After a natural disaster, getting individual aid from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, can be a notoriously slow and cumbersome process. The Biden administration is attempting to take on that problem. Under new rules, FEMA will offer upfront housing vouchers and shorten the application process for businesses, among other changes. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The largest wildfire in New Mexico's history was set by the federal government. It started out as a prescribed burn in 2022 before it got out of control. 2 years later, hundreds of victims are still waiting on FEMA payments.
It's been exhausting.
Jana Lopez runs a community group that's been helping people apply for aid.
Right when they think they have their application turned in, more documents are requested, more affidavits.
FEMA's new regulations are meant to cut through this kind of red tape, especially for low-income victims and those without disaster insurance.
I think it's all trending in the right direction.
But Michael Wara, a climate policy expert at Stanford, says FEMA has more work to do.
The reality is that it is much more cost-effective to help people be prepared for disaster rather than to help them recover.
Wara says it would cost less for the agency to offer more grants and loans to help make homes more resilient to wildfires and floods. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.